Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Kovacs here, and our learning for Erev Shabbat Chaye Sara is in Bava Batra, Chapter 4, Perek HaMocher, about selling stuff, what's included, Mishnayot 5 and 6 today. Here's Mishnah Hey HaMocher et Beit Chabad. He sold the olive press, not Beit Chabad. Chabad is different. Baruch Hashem for Chabad. This is the olive press, Beit Chabad. Macher et Hayam, it includes the ocean. This refers to a large vat, which is either for storing the olives to soften before you press them, or storing the pressed product itself. That's a mamal. That's the stone to crush the olives so they are broken open and can be crushed in the press itself more readily, and the oil will flow more easily. Et habetulot. Betulot is the twin maidens. These are vertical poles that hold up and center the beam that's used to press down on the olives. In some of the Mishnayot Shabbat, there's actually illustrations of this Beit Chabad, this olive press, how it was done in ancient times. And actually in Eretz Yisrael, there's some people who have rebuilt these things based on the description in the Mishnah and the Mesorah and the tradition about how to do this. So there are some examples that people have built in Eretz Yisrael of this equipment. Anyway, the Mishnah goes on, Avalo macher et achirim. The achirin are the side beams to support the main beam, that's a galgal, not the wheel or the corkscrew, which is used to turn and lower the beam. That's a kora, and the kora is a large beam. This refers to the very large, kind of huge log, like picture a telephone pole kind of thing that was used to do the main force of the crushing. It was through the gravity of this beam and through hanging additional weights off the far end of it to put more pressure on the olives. Bizman she'amar lo, but when the seller told him who the press itself, v'chol ma shebetocho, everything in it. Hare chulan mechorin, then everything is actually included, even these items that are technically movable, but once you include everything, they come with. Rabbi Elazar Omer, he disagrees, he says, Hamocher Beit Chabad, macher et a korah. If you sold the Beit Chabad, you've always sold the korah. Again, that's the main heavy, large beam that does most of the work to actually crush the olives. So you can't really have a Beit Chabad without a korah anyway, so he says that's always included, no matter what the seller said. On to Mishnah Vav, Hamocher et Merhatz, he sold the bathhouse. Lo machar et nisarim, he didn't sell the boards. Now these are boards that were put on top of the floor to make it easier to walk on, because sometimes the floor is wet, and sometimes the floor was heated with fires underneath the floor to, you know, warm up the room with heating under the floor, under the floorboards. I actually saw this in the bathhouse on Masada. You can see that the floor had spaces to put fire or hot coals underneath. Mishnah adds, but it's a safsolim and not the benches you sit on. They're movable. It's a viloyot or vilonot and not the curtains for privacy. Bizmanja amar lo, but if you told them, hu v'chol ma shebetocho, the bathhouse and everything in it, harei chulan mechorin, then all of these items, even though they're movable and removable, are included in the sale because they serve the bathhouse. Benkach u benkach, but in any event, no matter what he stipulated, lo machar lo et hamegurot shelmaim, he didn't sell the reservoir of water. This is sort of the big holding tank or pond that's outside of the bathhouse itself, but is used to top off the bathhouse. V'lo et otzrot shel etzim, and not the sheds of wood. Not the woodshed, again, this is outside of the bathhouse, but they would use the wood to fuel the fires to warm up the water on the floor. So in the Gemara, they explained these items do serve the bathhouse, but the seller could also use them for his own private use in his own home anyway, so they're not included in a sale of the bathhouse. Again, of course, unless they, you know, had the lawyers put it in the contract. Yishar kochachem, good Shabbos.